From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. In last week's essay from News Press storyteller Amy Bennett-Williams, we heard an unusual story of local folklore about the Caloosahatchee She-Man, who, legend has it, roamed the wooded areas along the Caloosahatchee River with his pet alligator named Devil sometime in the 1800s. Although thorough searching has uncovered no truth behind the tale, it did lead Williams to the story of another local legend who allegedly spent a year in the woods living off Southwest Florida's natural bounty. This week, Amy Bennett-Williams brings us the story of Wild Bill Belvin.
Funny how one mystery often seems to beget another. Not too long ago, I told about an enigmatic tale that had been brought to my attention, the story of the Caloosahatchee She-Man. Legend has it that in the 1800s, after a settler's son and his wife were murdered by a pirate treasure hunter, the traumatized man donned his wife's clothes and retreated into the riverfront woods, occasionally reappearing to frighten people who strayed into his territory. It was a new one on me, and I asked members of a Facebook group dedicated to old-time Florida if they knew anything about the story. The idea was to trace the tale to its roots, to determine if there ever was such a haunted soul, and then try to shed some additional light on the circumstances. One member suggested I might be talking about Wild Bill Belvin, a most colorful character who got famous in the early 1900s, also near the Caloosahatchee, in what's now Cape Coral. Certainly, some of the circumstances of both stories matched. Belvin did disappear into the wilderness, where he donned a skirt fashioned from native plants. But grief was not his motivator. Belvin was one of the region's early boosters, a bit of a showman, who decided to prove how bountiful our paradise was by spending a year in the scrub, armed only with his wits, his spectacles, and a pair of false teeth. When he emerged a year later, local lore holds, he was 10 pounds heavier, having subsisted richly on the fat of the land. Then he was promptly arrested for stealing pelican eggs from a bird rookery. But like his year in the wilderness, Belvin's arrest was orchestrated for maximum publicity, and the following night he gave a lecture at downtown Fort Myers Arcade Theater. Cape Coral's Charles Nelson was a boy at the time of Belvin's stunt, and he told me his hide looked like gator skin, but it was all red. Nelson said the whole thing was the brainchild of an editor for the Tropical News of Fort Myers, which later became the News Press. He convinced Belvin to promote the region as an easy place to live by living a year off the land. "My daddy picked him up outside of town and took him to Burnt Store Road," Nelson said. "He took off all his clothes and went naked from there on." As a boy, Nelson visited Belvin often and remembered him as one dadgum smart man. He knew the encyclopedia and the dictionary forward and backward. Belvin built a chicky hut near the Charlotte County border and began stocking a pond with oysters, clams, and scallops he gathered from Charlotte Harbor. After his year was over, Belvin pretty much dropped off the radar. But as I was researching his story, I learned he did turn up one more time. It was 1960, when he was 82. A small headline in the now-defunct Miami News reported, "Wild Bill Belvin to write memoirs." "I feel young and I just can't sit idle," Belvin told the paper, which also credited him with a Tarzan-like physique and a keen mind. But the story ends a paragraph later, and Wild Bill's trail goes cold after that. It looks as if even if he finished the book, he never did get it published. But who knows? Maybe in some attic or steamer trunk, a future historian will discover a manuscript that will illuminate yet another chapter of our paradise's past.